healthcare providers in Skagway expand COVID-19 testing for students and school staff, and fishermen wait for the state to finalize a plan for how to spend $50 million in federal relief dollars. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The municipality of Skagway plans to lift its shelter-in-place order on Monday. This week, the city's Emergency Operations Center announced that a Skagway resident had tested positive for COVID-19. At the Skagway Borough Assembly meeting on Thursday, Borough Manager Brad Ryan said that contact tracing had been completed.
We don't have any indication so far that we're going to see additional community spread. You know, we have one case that seems to have been asymptomatic, and we don't have any indication of it spreading anywhere else. So if we had anything that seemed to be going the other direction, we might be going longer. But at this point, we really don't have any indication that there is more spread at this point.
The resident that tested positive for COVID-19 is a student at the Skagway School. The patient, their family, and close contacts are isolating for 14 days. The Dahl Memorial Clinic, in collaboration with the Skagway Traditional Council and Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, expanded testing opportunities for school staff and students on Friday. Borough Manager Brad Ryan said that the expanded testing was not part of contact tracing, but an effort to ensure that the school could operate safely.
Anybody that needed to be tested immediately, the Dahl Memorial Clinic has done. The widespread testing, which is much wider, is in response to helping the school get back on board to not lose instructional days so that they can make up 3 days over the Thanksgiving break that they wouldn't have been in. So we're trying to get the school back on board more quickly and get the teachers back in the school so that they can be teaching virtually.
The Skagway School had planned to take all of next week off for the Thanksgiving holiday. Skagway Superintendent Josh Coffrin said that the school now plans to teach classes virtually on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Staff members will be required to test negative for COVID-19 before returning to the school building to prepare distance learning lessons. The Dahl Memorial Clinic is offering COVID-19 testing for Skagway School students, staff, and their families on Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Those who are interested must schedule in advance by calling the clinic at 983-2255. Free drive-through COVID-19 testing is also available this weekend from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Skagway Traditional Council office. Many of Alaska's commercial salmon fishermen faced a summer of poor fish runs and market impacts driven by the COVID-19 pandemic. Government relief money has helped fishermen, and the state is finalizing a plan for how to spend another $50 million in federal dollars for the industry. As Alaska Public Media's Abby Collins reports, for some fishermen, it can't come soon enough.
The season was almost a complete loss.
Mike Weber, gill nets for salmon out of Cordova on the Copper River and in Prince William Sound.
The returns numbers were down very low. We were almost a month without a fishing period this year.
Weber sells some of his fish to processors, but a lot of it gets marketed directly to individual customers and restaurants. And while he saw strong individual sales, Weber says he lost about two-thirds of his gross earnings this year compared to 2019. He did get some money from the federal Paycheck Protection Program, but was out fishing and missed the opportunity to apply for other relief money. Dan Lesh is a consultant with McKinley Research Group. He specializes in seafood industry analysis. And he says in terms of harvest, some areas of the state did well.
Salmon, the big story is just how different it was between different regions. Bristol Bay and Kodiak had good years, whereas everyone else pretty much had a really poor year.
According to preliminary data from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the value of this year's salmon harvest, including all species, was about half of what it was in 2019. The total number of fish harvested was down 44%. Not only were fishermen catching fewer fish, in many cases, they were getting paid less for them. Processors faced steep bills from implementing COVID mitigation strategies. Lesh says the value of sockeye was the lowest it's been in more than 10 years. The same goes for chum salmon.
The markets were dramatically impacted by COVID this year, of course, and that did drive prices lower. You saw that restaurant market disappear and just general cost increase for processors.
In May, to help offset these impacts, the federal government allocated $300 million for fisheries assistance in coastal communities through the CARES Act. Alaska got $50 million. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has been working on a plan for how to spend that money. Rachel Baker is a deputy commissioner with the department.
It has been a somewhat challenging process because there's no, you know, cookbook for how to do this. This is a brand new type of plan, spending plan that we've developed before.
Once the department finalizes the spending plan, it will be reviewed by the Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission and the federal government. At that point, members of Alaska's fishing industry will be able to apply for funds. That milestone will be a relief for Stacy Corbin, who owns a charter fishing company on the Kenai Peninsula.
I get it that, you know, it's complicated. You've got all different levels of businesses on both sides of it, the commercial and the sport fishing side of it and the charter side of it. But, you know, our bills come due every month. That money's been allocated for quite a while, and we need it now.
Corbin just wrapped up his second difficult season in a row. In 2019, wildfires burned throughout the summer near the Kenai River, disrupting the tourism season. This year, Corbin was surprised by the amount of business he did get. Still, he says he's lost a lot of money.
Despite another season of, you know, coming in terms of about half of normal income, we still were able to operate and stay afloat, and as of now are still able to pay the bills.
Weber in Cordova says he's seen his share of bad years in Alaska's fishing industry.
It was a tough year, but mentally it was tough, and emotionally it was tough, but it came to an end, and we're hunkering down again and working our way through it, and definitely looking forward for 2021 season.
He says he hopes 2021 will be a good year, the kind you use to rebuild your business. In Anchorage, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts. Mm-hmm.